Continues the Gemara Daf Yud Amud Aleph. So the Gemara Daf Tes Amud Beis said that according to the Man Domer Tfilas Aris is Veshus. So Bnei Bovel Kevin the Shogle Hemayna. Since their minig was to loosen their belt, to open up a buckle before they had the suda, so once they started the suda by unbuckling one of the buckles, so Loi Matrichinale would not matriach them to stop the suda, because Tfilas Aris is Veshus. It seems to imply that if it would have been a chayva, then you would be matriach. On that, the Gemara asked the kasha of Tesam and Beis and Abanim, ulamandam a chayva matriachin alei. And if it's a chayva, you would be matriach them to rebuckle. But tefillas mincha, the Mishnah that says that is referring to tefillas mincha, dilakuli al mechayvi, it's a chayva. V'tanan, and it says clearly in the Mishnah, im ischilu, if they started the suda, ain't mafsikin. So we see even by a chayva, not mafsikin once you started. We're talking about Ika Shois, there's still time to daven afterwards. So why should it be any different over here? Why is it only Tfilas Arvis Veshus, Ein Matrachinon, we're not Matriach once they're unbuckled? Here we see the Mishnah says, even by Chayva, we're not Mafsikin, we're not Matrachinon Lei. V'omer Abchanina Mishiyat HaChaguroi. And for the Gemara, two terutzim daf Yudom et Aleph. Hosom lo Shechicha Shachas. Over there, meaning Mincha in the daytime, the Tfilas in the daytime. So it's not Shechiach to have a Suda and to drink. You don't drink in the daytime. So you're not going to get shikr. If you're not going to get drunk, you're not going to forget to daven. So you can finish your suda. Loi matrichin olei, ein mafsikin. And after the suda, you daven. That's by mincha. Mashenka by Marev, since it's shchicha shachris, it's nighttime. So then it's only because tefillas arvis v'shus. Only because arvis is v'shus. So loi matrichin olei. But if it would have been a chayva, we would have been mafsikin. That's the first teretz. Hosam lach shchicha shachris. Hocha by Marev shchicha shachris. Inami, the second teretz is, b'mincha, kaven de kviya le zimna. Since mincha is a very specific limited time, it's from half an hour after chatzos until shkia, so it's limited, so mirtat. The person is nervous, and he's fearful, and angst, that he shouldn't miss his man. So he's going to make sure to make the tefillah, and daven the tefillah, even though he has a suda first. So that's why he means his chilu ain't mafsikin. Because you know you're mirtat, you're going to make sure to daven, even if you have a suda first. You're not going to be mifsha. You're not going to be pesheh and forget the daven. However, arvis, if you're going to allow you to have a regular meal, if arvis would have been a chayva, cave and the kula leil is man arvis, since the whole night is the man of arvis, you'll procrastinate. You'll push it off. You say you have the whole time. You have a whole night still ahead of you to daven ma'ariv. So, you're not fearful. You're not nervous about this man elapsing. So, osila mifsha, you'll come to be pesheh. So he said, only because tefillas arvis v'shus, we allow you once you started the meal, once you're unbuckled, we're not matriach you to buckle up again. But she'enkin, if Arvis would have been a chayva, by Arvis we would have told you to be mafsik, because Arvis, since you're not mirtat, since you have the whole night ahead of you, all the way till Alois Mikaradin, so in Mela you'll be Pesheah, and we would have said the halacha would have been mafsikin. But because Tfilas Arvis was shus, so it's a mafsikin by Mariv too. A Tosa has a kasha, pointed out yesterday, Tosa says, that the Gemara in Tainis says that even by Mincha, it's Shchicha Shachris. The Gemara is Gufa Mechalik, Shachris and Musaf, the Chol Yoyim Eloi Shchicha Shachris. So we goes about Mincha Ne'ilah, the Shchicha Shachris, Chayshinon. So we see by Mincha, it's Shchicha Shachris. And that Tosis answers, over there we're referring to specifically Nesias Kapayim, not Legabe Tefillah. And Nesias Kapayim is different, that even if you only drank a Revias, you're not allowed to be Noise Kapayim, you can't Duchen. So then even by Mincha, it's a Shchicha Shachris, because we're concerned even for a Revias. And the question that's asked on this, Lemaisin Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadites, it says clearly that even a Revias, you're not allowed to daven, if Shosu Revias. So if Revias is a problem by Tefillah, then there's no difference in Nesias Kapayim. And the Gemara by us clearly says, by Mincha Lo Shchicha Shachris. So you can answer that Nesias Kapayim is different, because even a Revias we're choshish for. By Tefillah, we're choshish for a Revias also. Also L'spal, when you're Shosu Revias. So on that, you can answer based on the Magen Avram, that's mechalak between yayin betoy chasuda. That yayin betoy chasuda is not shchicha shachris. When you're eating and you're also drinking, so it alleviates the shachris because you're having a meal during the suda. So then you're not concerned about the revias. Masha'inka nesias kapayim is not totally in shachris, even though the Gemara says lots of shachris, but he says b'yisoida is not totally in shachris. This is the Magen Avraham in Kuf Chav Ches says so, because by Nesias Kapayim it's a din that even Yain Megito, even not alcoholic wine, is osa. It's a din be'etzim, they not allowed to drink a revias of Yain. So Memele, it's irrelevant the fact that it's betoich hasuda or not. And that would be the fundamental difference. When it comes to tefillah, a Yain revias betoich hasuda is not a problem. because you're not, it's not mishtaker. Mashenka, when it comes to nesis kapayim, even a revias betoichatsud is a problem because you can't drink a revias to be, when you're nois a kapayim. And that's why even yain migito is a problem. And that would be the fundamental difference between nesis kapayim and the din tefillah. That one is be'etzem a din shachas, and there's no shash of shachas b'techasuda, and one is not a din shachas, it's a din in shtias revias of yayin, which is irrelevant if it's mishtaker or not, if it's b'techasuda, if it's yayin migito or not. Frek the Gemara weiter, mask v'lo rav sheshes, trichusa lemesa hemayna. What are we saying? That once you unbuckled, the shayla hemayna, saloi matrachinale, we're not matriach you. It's a zaticha to buckle up your belt again. Once you unbuckled, so mele, you can't now go back and daven, and it's a ticha for you to buckle up. What's the big deal to buckle up? What's the ticha? V'oi, the tzveite kashvek the Gemara, leke hochi v'litzli. Daven, even in such a fashion. Why can't you daven with a belt that's unbuckled? So why is this a shter to davening? Once you unbuckled, so you started the suda, so you matriach you to buckle up again? A, what's the tircha? Just buckle the belt. And B, why is it a problem to daven in such a fashion? Answer the Gemara, Mishum shenema hikon likas elekech Yisrael. Hikon likas elekech, zok Rashi, hisnoy lefonov. Person has to misnoy. It's not the proper way to daven with a belt that's unbuckled. So in Mele, you can't daven in such a way. So it seems to imply, and Tosis points this out right away, that this is a teretz on the second kasha. The second kasha was, leke hocha velitzli, daven with the unbuckled belt. On that, the Gemara answers, Hikon likrasa lekech Yisrael. It's not his noel lefonov. It's not proper. But the first question, that just buckle up again, what's the big deal to be matriach yourself? It's not a big tircha. The Gemara seems not to answer. Zok Tosfos, v'loi chayis l'shnuya kusha kamaisa. It doesn't seem that this is answering the first kasha. Because all we're saying is that it's Hikon. It's his noel lefonov. And it's not his noel lefonov to daven in such a way. That's how Tosfos learns up. So when the Gemara has two kashas, one is maskulav sheshes trichusa lemesa emayna va'oid, and another question leikach velitzli, and then the Gemara answers. So some want to point out that derech hashas when it says aloshen va'oid, so it doesn't necessarily answer the first kasha. When it says aloshen of v'su, then it has to answer both kashas. But Kaponim, Tosfos learns that it's only answering the second. Other Rishonim, the Ritva clearly argues and he says that the teretz of Hikoin is a teretz on the first kasha too. Why? The question was, what's the big deal? Trichusa lemesa amayna. On that, the Gemara answers, Hikoin likras Hashem lekecha. Meaning, Hikoin likras lekecha is you have to be snoil lefonov. Hisnoil lefonov is not merely defined as just by buckling your belt. Hisnoil lefonov means to properly get yourself ready for the tefillah. So it takes much more than just buckling the belt. It's taka trichusa. The Gemara kasha trichusa lemeisa minor. On that the Gemara says hisnoil lefonov hikon likasa lekecho, and hikon would include hisnoil lefonov, which is much more of a tircha than what it seems to the naked eye. And that's taka teretz in both kashas. One is you can't daven this way because it's hisnoil lefonov, and one is it is a trichusa because hisnoil lefonov is not what we think it is. You have to properly prep yourself, and that's taka tircha. So once you did it ready, we're not matriach you. So that's how the Ritva learns that the Gemara's teretz is really on both kashas. Unlike Tosfos that says that it's only answering the second question. Then Tosfos continues. Mikan shetzoich lazer chalotzov kishem ispalol. From here we can see, from this Gemara we can deduce that a person has to wear a belt when he davens, a gartel. Because it says clearly that you can't daven in such a way, you have to buckle up the belt. So that would seem to imply it's a din that you have to wear a gartel. Of them zok Tosfos, the reason why you have to wear this belt is the time to be an Azar, the reason is not be'etzem mitzad having the belt. It's in order that since people wore robes in the olden days, so a robe without a belt, it's liber roya se'erva. So you need something separating the erva and the person's heart. So that's what the belt does. So in order that it shouldn't be liber roya se'erva, you need the belt. They didn't have pants. So if you didn't wear pants, merely a robe, so then you need the belt to separate Erva and Liboy. But if you wear pants, that's be'etzem a separation. You have a natural belt, a separation of the pants. They needed to be oizer, and they needed a gartel, b'shas tefillah. Avli didon, she'esh lonu avnet shel michnasayim. We have the belt of the pants. And on a tzichim laser, we don't have to have a special belt for tefillah. So that's Shitas Tosfos, that the reason of the gartel is in order that it shouldn't be libur ha'yaseh erva, and you won't have that problem unless you wear a robe, which without a belt, then you would need a belt taka. Lemaisa, other Rishonim argue the Machzeh Vitri. The reason of the Hemayna is not because of Liber Rois, ever like the Machzeh Vitri says. The Ran says in other Rishonim that the reason is not because of Liber, but the reason is Hikon Kasa Lekecha. Meaning, even if Liber is not Rois Ever, the Hikon means that you have to have a special Azar for L'chvay the Tvila. And it's a din in Hikon, in Kvay the Tvila, to have something Miyuchet for the Tvila. The Rosh Taka brings Laktoises, like the Machzeh Vitri, but then he says that lemaisa it's a mitzvah lazar mishum hikoin to have something miyuchet for tefillah. Shulchan Aruch paskins like this Ran. Then medina you have to have an ezer b'shas tefillah even if you have an avnet. Now this is when a person has a belt the whole day, so you need something miyuchet tefillah. But if a person wears the gartel the whole day, then vayta you're defeating the purpose of having miyuchet tefillah. People have other things that are miyuchet tefillah. They have a jacket miyuchet tefillah. They have a hat that's miyuchet tefillah. But upon him, it's the miyuchel tefillah shaboy. That's what the Rishonim referring to. Lafuk is something that you wear the whole day. Upon him, these are the different minhagim, the aside of wearing a gartel by davening, or like the Machzeh Vitri, that it's only a libere se'er v'dikadin, or not. Zogim ha'vayte, rove baravhune romi puzmike umatzli. Romi puzmike zogdrashi noisin ampilios cheshuvim. He put on choshev ampilios, not regular simple ampilios, which are socks or slippers that are poshet in halacha. It's brought down simple ampilios you don't make a shechiyonu for. He put on choshev ampilios, beraglov, which is all the chelik of the hikoin, meaning wearing something specific for the tefillah, something choshev, not to go barefoot, not to wear simple things. Puzigma choshev ampilios umatz, and that's how he davened. Omar, he said, hikoin likes alekecho, that's his hikoin. Now, Tosafos the Rabbi points out, from here we see, Mikan Yesh Lechiach, She'en Lispalit Yachav, Ela B'Tishvav Yom Kippurim. That means a person should not be davening Yachav, barefoot. You have to wear something special, unique on your feet. Shoes, something choshev, but barefoot not, except for Tishvav and Yom Kippurim, where there's a din that you're not allowed to wear shoes. Now, we taka wear non-leather shoes, but Medina, the Bach brings taka, it's better to go Yachav. Because on Tishvav and Yom Kippur, the din Avelis is Mechayev, that you be'etzim go Yachav. People are not knowing like that, but the Bach brings this. My Elta Zeda, a blazer Don Rabag, used to taka go Yachav on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And I heard a Meister once from Nochem Bergman in Yerushalayim that he said that on Tisha B'Av, late in the afternoon, he used to go to the basement B'chaim. He was the poisik for the Shilas and Trefus that they had in the Schlachtois. So he used to go to the Schlachtois in through the Altstadt, and the Arabs knew he went Yachav on Tisha B'Av. They used to throw cigarette butts on the floor because they knew he went Yachav. But upon him, that was an hug of going Yachav that some do. We taka wear socks or we wear non-leather shoes. But that zoktesis, that aimless palal Yachav only on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim. Now, lemaisa, in a place that people go Yachav, even in front of Gedolim, in front of Melochim, that's the derech in Arzes Mairov, in Arab countries, in the Middle East. So then even Be'etze Medina, as I stated in Raman Behedi in Hilchos Tefillah, you're allowed to be mispalal Yachav. When Hazoi stayed behind in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Aleph, if the derech to be oimed yachav, then that's the derech. Then you can daven like that also. The Mishabura says over there that likewise be'etzim you shouldn't daven with socks, because if that's not the derech to daven with socks alone, so then we're not talking about Tishrei Yom Kippur. We're talking about on a regular time. So then, if it's not derech lamed ken, then you shouldn't be oimed like that by tefillah throughout the year either. It's totally in the derech of the mokum. Zok the Gemara weiter, Rove Shodei Glimei. Shodi Glimei, he was mashlich adaito zagdrashi. He removed his choshev cloak because he wanted to be like an eved lifnei the oden in front of the Eibishter. So he didn't want to wear something that shows chshivas to himself. Fakert, he wanted to be like an eved kamirabe. So when he davened his shodi glimei, he removed the choshev cloak upocha yodei, and he held his hands together, his fingers enrolled together like a emas rabbi olav, like a servant standing in fear in front of his master. So that's how he davened. Umatzli, Omar, ka'avde kame morei. So that's the Chayim McLean, that's all din and hikoin. Hikoin means prepping yourself for tefillah. So it could be the hikoin with the puzmiki, with the special shoes, or on polyus shuvos, the hikoin with the azar. If it's not because of the liberos, it could be with the hat, it could be the jacket, it could be with even the oifen that he stored. Shodi glimu pochayode. Umatzli, Omar, ka'avde kame morei. And that's his oifen of the hikoin. Zogdim ha'om Rav Ashi, chazinu le'l Rav Kahana, ki ikat tzara ba'alma, when it was tzara in the world, when it was his man of tzar, so then, shodi glimu pocha yodei, then he removed his choshev cloak, and he was pocha yodei umatzlei, o'ma ka'avde kamimore, ki ikat shalmo, when it was peace in the world, so lovish, then he wore the choshev cloak, umis kasa, umis atif, umatzli, and he davened with the choshev cloak on him. It doesn't say that he did not keep his hands upocha yode. Maybe that he did even with the choshev cloak. But upon him, it depended on shalma or tzara ba'alma if he wore this glimmer or not. Omar, he said clearly, hikon likasa lekech yisol. This is the oifen of his hikon. And the Goyen explains there's taka two types of avde kamemore. There's an avde kamemore of eis tzara. And there's an avde, you wear simple clothing, and there's an avde kamimore of an eish sholem. We are important choshev clothing to show simcha, so to speak. So there's two types of avde kamimore. And the Ramo brings this in Siman Tzari Aleph. He says, be'eish sholem or be'eish milchoma, be'eish tzora, there's a two oifanim how a person davens, with choshev clothing, begodim noyim or not. The person has to feel his kamimore. It's Yidur Moshe Feinstein when he davened, he's even shokel. He fell in front of a king, you don't shuckle. He stood straight, upright like a stick. Ka'avde kamemore. Others, it's avde kamemore is more of a different oifen. So it really depends on the minig amokim or the way a person would stand in front of a melech boss of a dom. So kol shkein klape melech malchi amlochim. Zog di gomor weiter, rove chazi le Rav Amnune de komarech betzluse. Rove saw Rav Amnune, he was marech in his tefillah. So Omar, so Rove told him, how could you do this? Menichin chaya olam. Chaya olam is Torah, which is the olam haba. Va'oiskin b'chaya shah. Yo'oiskin chaya shah, which is mezoynes, which is parnasa, which is refuah, which is olam hazeh. Zok the mora v'hu, meaning Rav Amnune that was marach b'tfila, he held sovar zman tfila lechud uzman Torah lechud. Not a stira. There's a zman of Torah and a zman of tfila. Now it's a zman of tfila, so he's marach and a zman of tfila. So there's numerous pshatim in the Mefarshim. What's the Yisrael Machlokes Rav and Rav Amnuna? Rav Amnuna was Marech and Rav told him, Menich Chaya Oilam Ba'itzkin B'chaya Shah. So someone has said that Rav held that the din of Terasu Nosoi is Potim in a Tefillah. And he held Terasu Nosoi, so you shouldn't be Marech in Tefillah. And Rav Amnuna held that no, we're not called Terasu Nosoi. So Mela, you have to be Mafsik for Terah for Tefillah. And that's who is Marech B'Tefillah. The Chassam Sofer wants to be toiled this in the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, legabe Tfila, if it's deraisa or not. So if you hold Tfila is deraisa, that's Rav Amnuna held, so Mele is man toiled chud, man Tfila chud. There's a chiv not to daven. Mashenka and Rove held like the Ramban, that mid deraisa there's no chiv Tfila, only based Sora. So Mele held now it's Menichin Chaya Oilam, Vaoiskin Bechaya Shah. Others explained that Rav Nuna Gufa held that this is a chelik of the Chaya Oilam, Chayla Oilam Abba. You need the tefillah for the Torah. So Mela, I'm not being Meniach Chaya Oilam, Voiskim B'Chaya Shah. This tefillah is necessary for the Chaya Oilam Gufa. So Mela, that's who was Marach B'Tefillah. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi Ava Yosef Kamed Rab Zera. Rabbi Yirmi was in front of Rab Zera, Ava Aske B'Shmeitzer. And they were Oisik B'Shmeitzer. They were learning together. Zog Dugmora Noga Litzluye. It was late. It was time for them to daven. Vahava Komisar of Rabbi Yirmi, and Rabbi Yirmi was rushing in order to get up to daven. Koreale, so Rabbi Zera read about him the following posik. Koreale Rabbi Zera, the posik in Mishle, Mese Ozne, Mishmaya Torah. You're being Mese Ozne, and you're not listening to the Torah that I'm saying now. Is gam tefillah a teiva? So you're being memar l'spalu, your tefillah will also be a teiva. Your tefillah will not be accepted either. Just like you're not accepting and listening now to the Torah that we're in the midst of, so to your tefillah will be a teiva for the Eibishter. The Goyin says that the etzim it's meduktik in the posik. It should have said mesir piv mitayra. You're being mesir from talking and learning. No, the vart is mesir ozla mishmoya. If you're not listening now to Torah, that means you feel, oh, I don't need to hear this. I know this already. So then the Eibishter will not listen to your tefillah either. Because the Eibishter hears your tefillah every day too. And he doesn't say, I know this already. So Pshat is just like, if you're Mesir Ozna Mishmoya, you're not being Machshiv, the Torah. So then Mesir Oznoi, the Eibishter will be Mesir is Ozen, and the tefillah will also be a Teheva. Now again, the same Yisoid, if Reb Zera held that Reb Yirmiya is Terosu Nosoi, then you're not Mafsik the tefillah. So he told him Mesir Ozna Mishmoya, Torah gam tefilas teiva, because you terasu umnasi ain mafsikin le tefila. That goof was maybe the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold himself as terasu umnasi.
When is the tchilas din that we said that he's chilu then ain mafsikin? Zog mar Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yehuda chadom mishis atva deyonim and deyonim are ma'atav themselves betalis, and Rashi explains that the emes hashchina they ma'atav themselves and they shouldn't be poina roish and lekan or lekan. Don't even have to look at the baladinim, not to be pointed in lekan or lekan. That's the tchilas din. Chad omar, machlokes Rabbi Yoina. Chad omar she is atfu. The other one says mishiyivtchu baladinim. When they start the opening arguments, the baladinim start the tainus. V'loy pligi tzana machlokes hoda aski va'ose bedina. If they're ready in midst of a previous intera, and now they're going to the second intera, so they're ready sitting atufim betalizom, so it's not totally in misatfu, because they're ready misatif, so then it's totally in mishivtchu baledinim. Hodaleyaski, if they're not always in the previous intera, then it's totally in mishivtchu baledinim when they start the tainus that they say in front of the bezdin. So gdemoga, hodaleyaski v'ose bedina. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi ave yasvi v'galsi b'ni amuda. They were goris b'ni amudim in front of, in between the amudim of the Beis Medrash. Zog the Gemara, "V'kol shaita v'shaita, ave tafchi a ivra de dosha." They used to bang on the ivra de dosha on the door. V'amri iika de isle dina. Whoever has a din, they used to give a clap. Whoever has a din, la'ayo v'leisi, come inside and we'll dan a din teira. Tosef points out right away over here, iika de isle dina mashma de odif din mitalmud Torah. Is mashma that being dan a din teira is even greater than talmud Torah, because they were in the midst of learning and they said whoever has a din should come in. Zog Tosef, obviously this is dafka by dayonim that are mumchin, that are not noitin achashoichad, then takets odif from Talmud Torah. Zog the more weiter, Rav Chizde v'Rabbe Barav Huna have a yasver bedina kule yoyim, they sat in the interior the whole day. Have a kocholish li bayu, they became very shvach. Either Zog Rashi says, mitztaren shle oska oisiyam b'terah, they weren't oisken Torah itself, they were oisken din Torah, or cholish li bayu poshul, because they didn't eat, they were busy in the Torah. Zog the more, tonulu Rav Chia Barav midifti, v'yame do'om al moishu min haboika ad erev. It says Moshe Rabbeinu was done the from morning till evening. Zog the Mora, v'chisala adaitcha shemoshe yoshe v'don kol yoyim kuloi. You think Moshe Rabbeinu sat the whole day in the Torah? Torose ma mosai nasis. So when did he have time to learn? Eloloi melucho. It doesn't mean physically he was miboyka de'erev. Elo rather to tell us, kol dayin shedon din emes lamitoi. If a dayin is done din emes lamitoi shel Torah, afilu shu'achas, even if it's only 1 hour, that he's done within Torah, but din emes, lafuke zog toises the din meruma, then Milo of Akosov Kilinas is Shutub Lakodesh Baruch Hu. He's like a Shutub in Maisa Bereshis. Why? Ksiv Ochet says over here, Vayam and the Omel al Moshe min Aboykad Erev, it says Loshen Boykad Erev. Uksiv Osem, it says in Maisa Bereshis, Vayerev Ayvok Yoy Mechod. So in Mele we compare, Mi Boykad Erev is telling us that it's like a Shutub in Maisa Bereshis where it says, Vayerev Ayvok Yoy. And that's the din in Kol HaYoyim. But it doesn't mean the whole day, because otherwise Teros HaMasai Nasis. So how much taka do you have to be done in a din Torah? How long should a dayan be done? Ad Mosai Yoshu Medin, if it doesn't mean the whole day, it's only telling me that Kielu Nasi Shutub Mai Sebereshis, where it says, Vayera Vayvoiker, so then how much do you have to be done, Taka? And how much time for learning? So, Akdi Gemara, Ad Mosai Yoshu Medin, Omer Avsheshis, Ad Zman Seuda, until the time to eat the Suda. So, the Suda later on, the Gemara is going to say, Suda's Talmud Chochem is Shah Shishis, the latest. So, until Shah Shishis, which is basically till midday, till Chatzois, that is the zman that you're done till. In Eitzol, the Boti Dinim Taka close up by lunchtime. That's everything over there closes by lunchtime. But upon him, at Shah Shishis. Zog di Gemara, Omar Rav Chome Maikro, Dichsiv, Eilucho Eret Shemalchecho Noar. A land where the melochim are act in the derech of nairus, v'sorecha b'boki yachelu, and the sorim eat breakfast the first thing in the morning instead of being done and helping out the people and being done din teres. So then it's not a positive. Ashrecha mashenken ashrecha eretz shemalchecha ben choirim. Why the melochim ben choirim? V'sorecha b'eis yachelu. They only eat afterwards. Bigvura. After Gvur Shal Torah, V'loi B'Shti, B'Gvur Shal Torah, V'loi B'Shtiya Shal Yayin. That means the first are done, the first they help out the people, and only then they eat their breakfast. That's derech nairus if a person thinks about themselves. Mash'enken and Melech, that thinks about the Am, so that's Taka Ben Choyrin, and then it's Be'es Yechelu, B'Gvur Shal Torah. Shlomo HaMelech Taka says in Melochim, he says, V'nesato la'avdecho, V'sato la'avdecho, Lev Chochmo, Lishbet Es Ha'om. So he understood The Chacham in the Kol Adam understood that what do I need from the Eibishter? Lev Lishbait Esa'om. That was the Ikka Tachlis, to help out the people, to utilize the Koiches, to help out the masses. Zogt Matan Rabbanon Shori Shoyne Meichel Ludim. The first hour a day is Meichel Ludim. Ludim Zogt Rashi are cannibals. Zogt Rashi Umeshe Korin Kanlinish. Ve'oichle Odomein. Behem Ra'av Tonim. They're starving. They eat people. They're cannibals. So they take eat even the first hour of the day. Shnia, the second hour is Michael Listim. Listim are robbers. They're busy throughout the night. So they eat in the second hour in the morning. Shlish is Michael Yorshim. Yorshim already inherited money. They don't have to be doyik for the panosa. So they eat at the more convenient time, Shah Shlishis. But after they get up, Revi is Michael Poyalim. Poyalim have to work before they eat. They can't afford to the luxury of just eating in the morning. They first have to be work as a Poyalim. So it's only Shah Revius. Chamish is Michael Kolodom. Regular people, Michael Odom, is Shah Chamishis. Frag the Mori, is that correct? Aini. Vomra Papa Revi is Man Sudul Kolodom. Revius is his Man Kolodom. And not like we say now, Chamishis. Ella Zogt Gemara, switch it around. Revius is Michael Kolodom. Regular people is Taka Shah Revius. Chamishis, which is Michael Poilim. The Poilim need an additional hour because of the Panosa, so by them it's Shah Chamishis. What is Shishis? Zogt Gemara, Shishis, Michael Tamit Chochem. The Michael Tamit Chochem is first they learn and they eat only Bishah Shishis. Mikan ve'elich, but if you eat after the Shah Shishis, Kezorik Evan Lechemas. It's like throwing a stone into an empty barrel. An empty barrel is not productive at all. Adarab, Rashi brings two pshatim over here. Kazoik Evan Lechemas, kosher leguf, it's kosher, it's harmful. It's like taking a stone and throwing it in an empty barrel, you'll crack the barrel. So it's not just not productive, it's harmful. Velini Rezokta, Rashi, second pshat, loy kosher v'lo yofa. It's neither harmful nor productive. But it's not accomplishing the purpose. The purpose of a barrel is to fill up his wine, not to throw a stone in there. So either it's mazik the goof, it's kosher, or it's neither harmful nor yofa, because the wine is supposed to go in there, not a stone. But upon him, after Shah Shishis, it's harmful or it's not productive. Omer Abaye, lo yamor, and this din is only the loy toy midi betzafro. You didn't eat anything in the morning. Aval toy midi betzafro, if you toy him something, then less lumbo, then it's not harmful, even if you do not eat till after Shah Shishis. But lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch, in Kufnan Zayin, it's clearly that a Talmud Chacham has to have Pashachis. That means, before Shah Shishis, have Pashachis. Even if you toy him midi, you still should have Pashachis. Now this din of Shah Shishis, the Magen Avraham in Kufnan Zayin brings, that you count the 6 hours from when you get up in the morning. Obviously, you're getting up in a time that you're not going to miss Zmanei Kriyashma. But from the time you get up, then the Shah Shishi starts. So he's Miyashiv over there, Shabbos and Yontiv, Yemarich, and you're not going to have the Suda until after Shah Shishis. What happened to the din of having Pashachis before Shah Shishis? So if you count the six from when you get up, so then you take a Shabbos and Yontiv, you'll accomplish that Nekuda. Now, the din of toy midi, if you toy midi, then less lumbo. So what is considered toy midi? So the Prima Godim is the stopic over there in Kufnun Zayin. Does it mean any shtir mashu, if you take a sip of coffee, that's already called toy midi. So then it's ready, consider that you don't have this problem. Or no, after person davens, he shouldn't wait for Shah Shishis and only have Pashachis then. He should have Pashachis in the morning because you have to be toyim. Meaning you have to have a kebeya, you have to have like a pashachis. Meaning, is the din of toyim midi enough to be toyim anything, even a sip of coffee? Or the toyim midi after tefillah should be dafka a sheer kebeya of pashachis? Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Ada Ba'ava, Mispalal Odom Shilose Beis HaMerchatz. Rav Ada Ba'ava says a person has daven in the Beis HaMerchatz. Someone enters the Beis HaMerchatz, so there's three areas in the Beis HaMerchatz. Area number one is Mokam Shmine Odom Oimdim Levushin, where people are clothed. Over there, Yesha Mikra, you're allowed to learn over there, Utfila, you're allowed to daven. Veinzach Loim Shalom, you're allowed to be Shalom Chavego, you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem, even though Shalom Shem Hashem. Umeniach Tfilin, you're allowed to Miniach Tfilin. Veinzach Loim Shem Chalit, you don't have to remove your Tfilin. That's area number one, Malbushin. Mokam Shmine Odom Oimdim Arumi Levushin, a place where people are dressed and undressed. Unclothed, so yeshem shela shalom. You can be shalom b'shalom chaveroi. The ain't shom mikra, you can't learn. The ain't shom mikra tefillin, you can't daven either. The ain't a choilet tefillin, you don't have to remove your tefillin. The ain't a meniach lechatchila, but you can't put them on lechatchila. So al kaponim, in a place that people are arumin levushin, you can't daven. Mokum shemin adam oim da arumin. In the third area, where people are even arum, undressed, so ain't shom shela shalom, you can't even say shalom over there. Vein tzach lamin mikra, for sure you can't learn, v'tfilah you can't daven, v'chol tzvilin, you have to remove your tzvilin, vein tzach lamin shena manichin, for sure you can't put them on. So a koponim, Rav Adab Ahava says, mispalom tfilos v'beis ha-mechatz, how can you daven v'beis ha-mechatz? And to say that we're talking about the main place of Mabushin, that doesn't seem to imply that's not the mokim of the beis ha-mechatz. That's the place they're totally dressed. That doesn't seem to imply that he's been mechadish in the beis ha-mechatz. So he's talking about either a place they're agumin or agumin levushin. But either way, that's not a mokim you can be mispalom. So how does Rav Adab Ahava say that mispalom tfilos v'beis ha-mechatz? Answer the Gemara, kikom Rav Adab Ahava. It's taka emerchatz. It's taka place that usually people stand alumim. But currently it's ein boyodom. If it's ein boyodom, so that's it's chiddush, you're allowed to be mispalel. Frag the Gemara, that's incorrect. Vom Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, merchatz shomru, the din of merchatz is af b'shein boyodom, even if there's no one there. Beis hakisei shomru, the din of beis hakisei is af b'shein boyodom, even if there's no physical tzoya at the moment. It's a din beis hakisei. So likewise, it's a din beis hamerchatz. And Rabbi Zoi, you can't be mispalel even if currently there's no one there. That's alum. And for the Gemara, Elakikom Ravada, the Chiddush of Ravada is Becharati. It's a brand new Beis HaMerchatz. It was never yet used as a Beis HaMerchatz. It's meant for the place that people are Oymed Arumin. But they weren't yet Oymed Arumin, it's new. And that's the Chiddush of Ravada. Frag the Gemara, that's Gufa Abayin Azmona Milsa. Vomi Bayale Ravina. Ravina asks this as a question, as a Bayer. He's Mino Le Beis HaKisei. If someone is Mazmin and he builds a new Beis HaKisei, Mahu. Is it already have a din of Beis HaKisei before a person used it? Yei Zimun? Is there a din Zimun? Hazmona Milsa. I built this as a Beis HaKisei, so it's also ready. All the din of Beis HaKisei apply. Or he ain't Zimun. Or there's no din Zimun until it physically becomes a Beis HaKisei. But lo Yifshita. It's a bad lo Yifshita. So why does Adab Ahava Neman for a Dover Poshet? That you're allowed to be mispalin in the Beis HaMerchatz, and we're saying it's talking about Charita. That's good for Abaya. If he's Hazmona Milsa or not. Zogti Gemara. Zoktamar, we're assuming that just like it's a bayah de leivshida by Beis HaKisei, who adina would apply by Beis HaMerchatz? Zoktamar, lav who adina merchatz. The same way it's a bayah de leivshida by Beis HaKisei, the same bayah should apply by Beis HaMerchatz. Zoktamar, loy, dilme shiny daf yudomit beis, shiny Beis HaKisei de mois. This din of Hazmona Milsa maybe is only a din of Beis HaKisei. Because after all, the Beis HaKisei, the Etzem Beis HaKisei is Maguna. You're Mazmin it for Beis HaKisei. Beis HaKisei is a place that's meant for Tzoya. So then it's Maguna, even the Hazmona is Milsa, and the din Beis HaKisei would apply. Mashenke Beis HaMerchatz, the shame is not Mos. It's not as Mos. Beis HaMerchatz is not as Mos. True. People are going to be oymed over the Arumim, but it's not as Mos. So in Mele, we're not mistapik if Hazmona Milsa, and that's the Chiddush of Adab Ahava, that mispalel Odom Beis HaMerchatz, one that's Charita, that's new, and over here it is not a bay of Hazmona Milsa, and Hazmona would not be Milsa because it's Charita and it's still Muta. Atayis has a kasha that the Gemara in the Dorim over there says that his Minu Beis HaKisei and his Minu Beis HaMerchatz, it's a bay by Beis HaMerchatz too. So others take out the gears of Izmina le Beis HaMerchatz because it's not a bayah, legabi Hazmona and Beis HaMerchatz, only Beis HaKisei. Then Taisa wants to say that even if you keep it and your gears is Hazmona by both of them, that Beis HaKisei, which is Nofe Zuhama, we remain with the bayah lo Yifshita. Mashenge Beis HaMerchatz, after the bayah, it's Takapashte, that Hazmona is La Milsa by Beis HaMerchatz because it's not Nofe Zuhama. Now, Lamaisu, we paskin in Simen Mem Hei, over there in the Poiskin and Simon Peidalad and Mishabura in both places, that a new Beis HaMerchatz that no one ever used yet. So you're allowed to be Kirik Kriyashma, you're allowed to daven over there because Hazmona Lav Milsa by Merchatz, it's not like Beis HaKisei. It's Ifsha the Baya. It's not a Baya. And in the base, in a Merchatz that's Yoshon, that was already used. So it depends on which room. If in the base Achitzen, where everyone is Oymed Levushim, so over there you talk a lot to be Kuri Krishma, a lot to be Mispala, a lot to put on Tefillin. In the middle area where people are Lovush and Orum, depend on some people are Orum and some are Lovushim. So Ataki, you can't be Kuri Krishma, you can't be Mispala, and you can't even make the Birchas HaTorah over there, or you can't put on Tefillin over there. Even if currently people are Lovushim. Others say, no, if people are Levushim at this moment, then you don't have the problem. Masha Enkein, Shela Sholem is Takamut over there. And likewise, you don't have to move your tefillin over there. If your tefillin al Roisha, you don't have to remove them. In the Beis HaPnimim, where people are Oymed Arumim, even if currently there's no one there that's Orum, so then even Shela Sholem is Osir, and if you have tefillin, you have to remove it. You have to be Choylitz in the place that people are Oymed Arumim. Now the Etzin Din of Osir Shel Yitein Sholem L'Chaveroi There's a machlokes that poskim if you're allowed to call your friend whose name is Shalom. Does it mean davke sheila Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, or the etzem shem Shalom would be also? The Bach and the Mogen Avram, they are machmir even to say the word Shalom. Even the shem chavero is also. The Maaseh the Taz argues over there, and he says davke to be shol b'shloim, meaning Shalom Aleichem. Then you mechaven on the in of Shalom, Shmoy Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mashenka, when you mechaven to his, your friend's name is Shalom, so then it would not be Osa. The Mishabura brings both of these dais, and Lamaisa the Olam is Noyag Lahokel to call someone by the name of Shalom, even in a place that Osa Litain Shalom Chaveroi. Because Lamaisa, you're not mechaven to the Shem Hashem, but you're rather being mechaven to call the person by his name. There are those that are machmir, they don't say Shalom, they say Shaloi, Shaloin with the endanun, and things similar to that vein. Reb Shul Leib Diskin was makpid. He didn't write even Shalom in his ksovim. He writes Shalom the end of Mem. He did it in a way that it shouldn't appear like a regular Mem. So he shouldn't write even Shem Shalom. Which is really machlokes rishonim. Tosin Soita says that Shalom is min shemus she'enim nimchokin. So the ritual over there brings that people are nizer not to write even in Igeris the word Shalom unless it's written in a way that the Mem is not a regular Mem. Unazoizok the Ran, B'shem Rebbe Nechil, and the Ramon and Reish Ein Vov, passings like that also, Reish Ein Vov Yud Gimel. But Lamaisa, other Rishonim argue on this, and Tosis holds that we're not Nizar on the Shem Shalom by Yigeres Rishus, and it's not considered Shemus on Nimchokin, and in the Shach Lamaisa and Reish Ein Vov, passings like that, and the Chuvus HaRosh, so there are Mekilim, Legabe, the Shem Shalom, if it's not the Shem Hashem, but rather, in Igeres Rishus, and it's Shem Chaveroi, they're not nizer to write the Shem Shalom regular. All right, we'll stop over here. Daf Yud Omid Beis, the top of the Omid.